This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, the protests continue in New York, and the trial begins in New York. A lot of eyes on New York, and for good reason. Unfortunately, we're seeing things play out that I think everybody could probably agree should never have gotten started in the first place. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing into hour number four of the show. We have a lot to talk about. Definitely going to be chock full. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, or if you'd like to check out the podcast, or if you'd like to check out the live streams for the show. All over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. And we do have a lot to talk about, certainly what's happening with these protests at Columbia, NYU called the NYPD earlier on Monday asking them to come and clear people away because of the security and safety concerns. I think it's going beyond that at this point, folks. When you have a Jewish professor, for example, that's not able to come back onto the campus, when you have the kind of rhetoric, but I think it just sounds like threats. I think it sounds like intimidation. I think when you have what is ostensibly or supposed to be, at least on the surface, an anti-Israel protest because of the war, that really degrades and degenerates into just plain old simple anti-Semitism. This is the kind of grotesque things that we don't want to see anymore on planet Earth. And I'm just going to echo what I've been talking about this morning as we've been going through the first 3 hours of the show. And that is this. In a nutshell, these protesters could very well simply say, Hamas, give up. Hamas, surrender. Hamas, release whatever hostages remain. Many of these hostages, we can only surmise, barely clinging to life, or, you know, so messed up that, we can't even begin to think about it. It is something that maybe if we were calling for that, if the world was truly united in that, maybe we might move the needle a little bit. But these particular protesters have decided to go the opposite direction. The opposite direction, so much so that the protests and the chants and the rhetoric and all the things that are being said seem to indicate much more so that these are pro-Hamas demonstrations and not simply anti-Israel or pro-Palestinian demonstrations. So this is very, very concerning. And the fact that we're watching it happen unfolding before our very eyes, you know, it's not an inappropriate comparison to say this is what was happening in the early 1930s in Germany at that time as the Nazis were rising to power. This is not funny anymore. And I do think it's incredibly important. I think we have to see the reality for what it is. And so, by the way, folks, of course, you know, as these protests continue, it is just really anybody's guess how easily this could go down the drain into being violent, to having other terrible things begin to happen, terrorist attacks happening as a result of it, as these passions run high. And once again, it's so very, very sad because to me, and I think to so many of you, we watched what happened on October 7th. We understand the motivations. We understand the stakes. We understand what has to be done when a war is brought to you. Israel didn't seek out this war. There was no false flag. It wasn't a conspiracy. It wasn't all these kinds of things that sometimes people want to throw out there. It wasn't. Hamas attacked. Iran supported them. They knew what they were doing. They did the most grisly, heinous things to other human beings. And now they want the world to say, oh, this is, you know, stop Israel. Stop Israel. It's like, you know, it's either that they don't really understand, or they, and I think what's even scarier is that they really do understand and they don't care because they have an agenda. And now that agenda includes going after the Jewish people wherever they may be. That, my friends, is very, very chilling indeed. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And when we come back from the break, I do have a couple of audio clips I want to share with you. We've got an audio clip of Donald Trump outside the courtroom. Then we also have a great audio clip from Jonathan Turley. We've mentioned him during the program this morning as to what is the basis for this trial going on against Donald Trump. You know, it seems to me that if you really wanted to have a slam dunk, if you really wanted to, you know, just demonstrate to the American voter how horrible Donald Trump is and how terrible this all is, and on it goes. And we're going to get him convicted and all this kind of stuff. Well, I think you'd probably want to have a real slam dunk case. That even somebody who's not a Trump supporter, by the way, I think far from it, to be honest, is saying doesn't appear to be a case here. Doesn't appear to be something that, any legal scholar or attorney or judge could hang their hat on and say, yeah, this is, in other words, sometimes you hear that phrase, any first year law student could see that this is a great case, you know, something like that. Well, it seems to me that maybe the opposite is true, or corollary to that is any first year law student would be able to say, yeah, this doesn't make sense. None of this, this doesn't meet the criteria, you know, when we're learning about what makes a case legitimate. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about and talk about. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
That import foreign products on exporting preserved products.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
There's a light in your window. There's a shadow on the street.
All right, I just want to make sure I'm reading this right here. IRS commissioner indicates that AI will play a growing role in future tax collection. I don't know, folks. Okay, well, maybe, I don't know. Is it time to... Where did Bob Seger say he was going? I think he said he was going to Kathmandu. At this point, if AI is going to play a greater role in future tax collection, I don't know. Maybe heading to Kathmandu is not a bad plan at this point. That could very well be. Once again, welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and it's just maybe that's good advice, I think. All right, let's listen in here real quick, because obviously the Trump trial is started up on Monday, and this is going to go on for a while, it would seem. But there's an interesting poll out there that was reported on Fox News. We got an audio clip here leading into a statement by Jonathan Turley. This is how Americans are stacking up here about this trial. Did Donald Trump do something illegal? 35% evidently believe he did something illegal. 31% did something unethical, but not illegal. And 14% said he did nothing wrong. Let's listen in to George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, as quoted on Fox News earlier. Let's listen in. I think we have it.
35% say they see it as illegal, okay? But 31% say unethical but not illegal, and 14% say nothing wrong. So 45% of respondents say they see it unethical or nothing wrong more than those who see it as illegal behavior. Your thoughts on this day?
Well, that's not unexpected. I think if you poll people and ask if Trump was responsible for the bubonic plague, you'd end up with the same 35%. I mean, we have these hard numbers on either end of the poll when it comes to Trump. They don't move no matter what the subject is. What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense. And he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account. But also keep in mind, this is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know, remember when they funded the Steele dossier, which they denied to reporters, they put it as a legal expense. And then they fought the eventual fine that they received from the federal government, saying, but it was a legal expense. But now you've got some of the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory.
So there you have Jonathan Turley. And I enjoy listening to his perspective. Because I think he has a very astute mind for these kinds of things, obviously. And he's able to talk about the issue of the law, and I think kind of taking it apart from the any kind of emotion, shall we say, that goes along with the political end of it. And so that's why, because when you have the political party, the Democrat Party elite, far left elite, and they are specifically, and here's this cliche word, I almost don't want to use it, but it is descriptive in this case, and that is the weaponization. You know, it gets really overused. But this really is, I think, an actual occurrence of the weaponization of the law or of the legal system. Because they're simply using this again to go after Trump for whatever. But what I appreciate about Jonathan Turley is that he can talk about these things from the lack of a better expression, the purely legal perspective. In other words, is there something here? Is there a legitimate reason to bring these charges? And when he talks about, well, they zapped this thing back to life, that to me really does speak volumes, because you've got these prosecutors like Letitia James or like Alvin Bragg, and they've got to be sitting there across the conference table, you know, just hypothetically here, you know, sitting across the conference table with their staff or whatever, and they're saying, how do we make this work? Not, it's easy to plug this in, 1, 2, 3, because here we have this information, we have this crime, we have this statute, and we plug it all together, and voila, you've got yourself an indictment, voila, you've got yourself a trial, voila, you've got yourself a conviction, and justice is done. You know, it doesn't feel like that's happening. I don't think it's being demonstrated that that's happening. It's so much more into the vein of, what can we come up with? How do we make this work? How do we shoehorn this in? How do we bend that into a pretzel? How do we make it happen? And, of course, and there's some people that are upset that this is having to do with the so-called hush money. And I get it. I know that there are people who are going to see from a different perspective here. But I think, as we're looking at specifically here in this particular case, you're looking at Turley and what he's talking about in terms of the law, and this is a great demonstration of how this has been weaponized. And I'm telling you, they're doing it to Trump. It's not because they're doing it to Trump. You know, Trump is now the conduit to actually do it to you and to derail your ability to have a nominee, your ability to vote for who you want to vote for, your ability to make decisions about where this country is going and what direction we're going to follow and whether or not we're going to actually get out the fire extinguishers or let the world continue to burn the way that the Biden administration is doing it. All right, Mary in St. Pete, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. I have a friend who's all wrapped up in Democratic stuff and doesn't really listen. And just to show you the extent of how all of this has permeated people, and she's not the only one, but she actually was out yesterday, but she had to record on her television the 4 hours of testimony by this Dave Pecker person of the trial at Donald Trump. And I'm like, I'm just the opposite, and she does not see at all through the facade that this is all a scam from the Democratic Party. Just to show you how ingrained the television has hypnotized people. The propaganda is blowing out, and people are actually lapping it up. It really is a problem. So you can pray that we get good results, but I got to tell you, you're looking at hardcore people, Mr. Kyle, and I don't know what to do about it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. I really do appreciate it. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. Yeah, I know. Yeah, hardcore. That's the description that Mary used. I think it's really apropos. Hardcore. And it's the division has gotten there to where even if it can be demonstrable that the charges aren't really there, that this is an old misdemeanor, that the statute is run, but then as Turley was talking about, they sort of bring it back to life, kind of like Frankenstein's monster, you know, wait for the lightning storm and put the electrodes in its neck, and then you got this whole thing happening. And only because they need it to sound bad. I mean, they need it to sound like, this sounds like a real problem, and Donald Trump should never have done this, and what have you. And they do that because they have no other choice, it seems. They certainly don't want to go out and win the election on the merits. And I'm telling you, if things were chugging along, if we didn't have the runaway inflation, if the world wasn't catching on fire the way that it is in multiple parts of the world all at the same time, you know, they wouldn't be worried about Donald Trump. They'd be running on their record. They'd be saying, look, we made things are better. And why would you even want to go back to Donald Trump? That would be the message. But they know, hey, people are saying, we should go back to Donald Trump. And that's why they're doing all the stuff that they're doing. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden reassures Ukrainian President Zelensky of quick military aid as the Senate prepares to pass a foreign aid package, including military assistance for Ukraine. During a call Monday, Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Prosecutors accused him of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations, owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. The first witness, David Packer, was called, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, wild,
all right.
Living it up in the city.
Well, if you weren't awake. Yes, you are now. with this bumper of music coming back, I don't. It's gonna get you going for your day. And if you're just turning on your radio, and if you're just waking up this morning, getting ready to start your day, we're glad that you're there, Kyle Warren, with you, of course, as we continue through hour number four here of the program. And it's been going pretty good, I think. We've been going gangbusters this morning. We've been talking about a lot of stuff, and I'm telling you. The impact of what's happening in New York, both the protests and the trial, obviously, are really going to be felt. This is by no stretch of the imagination any kind of small potatoes. This is big stuff. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Alec Baldwin, by the way, we'll tell you about this here real quick. Alec Baldwin, this is from the New York Post. Alec Baldwin was caught on camera smacking the phone of an anti-Israel agitator who repeatedly demanded he say, quote, free Palestine inside a New York City coffee shop, according to footage posted online Monday night. And evidently the person that posted it, their ex or Twitter handle is Crackhead Barney and Friends, which number one, I think is, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Barney people will probably want to look into that a little bit. That seems to be a little too close. But at any rate, nevertheless, Alec Baldwin was out there. And, of course, Alec Baldwin, he's a pretty liberal guy, as we know. He had his own show for a short period of time on MSNBC. Obviously, they're dealing with the ongoing investigations from the Rust movie, the involuntary manslaughter of the cinematographer, a terrible tragedy by all accounts, number one. But here's Alec Baldwin. He's there in this coffee shop, and this person keeps telling him, hey, say free Palestine. Just say it once. Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time, said the protester, who hosts a, quote, anti-fascist show called Crackhead Party and Friends. It's an anti-fascist show. You know, every time we hear about the so-called anti-fascists, they always seem to be wanting to impose, I hate to say it, right, all together now, some kind of fascist regime. Because, again, they you're not going to have freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of moving around, doing what you do. In other words, what we take for granted here, what we consider to be living our lives in America, yeah, it's always so very telling sometimes when people act like that. But she continued to accost Baldwin before he went toward the door inside Maman on University Place and motioned for her to get out, the video shows. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone, she said. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Oh, well, she swore. Well, in that case, maybe Alec Baldwin doesn't feel like saying free Palestine when accosted by somebody when you're just trying to get coffee. Just say free Palestine one more time, she pressed as he shook his head and held the door open. And then she did some expletives about Israel and Zionism, she said, which we're not going to say on the radio, obviously. The podcast host, who's known for ambush interviews, also brought up Baldwin's criminal case in New Mexico, where he's facing a charge in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time, the agitator claimed while calling him a criminal. 30 Rock alum has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. There is a trial scheduled for July. So basically this ends up, and he knocks the phone out of her hand. And that's a good way of, I guess, putting an exclamation point on, I don't want to say what you're telling me to say. And so, again, whatever we think of Alec Baldwin, his politics or what, and however those events transpired on the movie set and so forth, it seems to me, folks, that this is a great example of, again, somebody claims they're anti-fascist, but evidently they want to treat you like they are a fascist in that sense. So I got to tell you, my sympathies for that are with Alec Baldwin. Nobody should be accosted like that. But also it goes to showing you the extent to which some of these activists believe that they have some kind of righteous right to say and do and to tell you what to say and do and to sort of, you know, you just have to do their bidding. And that is not the American way. And I would submit that we're much more anti-fascist than that. Don't you see? All right. So once again, folks, a lot more to tell you about on the program today, as always. And Denise Simon mentioned something earlier in our discussion. She talked about Poland. And, yeah, that's a story we were looking at this morning as well. The Polish president, Duda, said Poland is ready to host nuclear weapons on its territory if NATO decides to reinforce its eastern flank. Russia is increasingly militarizing in Kaliningrad. Recently, it has been relocating its nuclear weapons to Belarus, Duda said in an interview published Monday by a Polish news outlet. If our allies decide to deploy nuclear weapons as part of nuclear sharing on our territory as well, in order to strengthen the security of NATO's eastern flanks, we are ready for it, unquote. That's huge as well, and not completely surprising, because what do we always hear from Putin operatives, Russian officials, the talk show hosts in Russia. All we ever hear about is nuclear weapons, nuclear this, nuclear that. And what was it, about a month ago on the show? We had a report that there was a weatherman in Russia who did some kind of weather report and saying, you know, it's perfect right now if you want to hit Paris, basically. Should be not a lot of cloud cover. Perfect day for dropping a nuclear weapon. You know, they're saying this and talking about it so cavalierly that in and of itself is also very concerning, my friends. What else, it just seems like it's gotten so far out of hand because the things that should be unthinkable are not only being thought, but they're being done. And I say this in all seriousness. You know, we have a lot of fun and, you know, we try to make the morning go faster and have a little bit of levity as part of the program here. But this is really serious stuff because the unthinkable is not only being thought, but they're trying to figure out ways to actually do it. Now, it would be unthinkable for Hamas to come across the border and do what they did on October 7th, but they did, right? It would be unthinkable, because of the obvious consequences, for Iran to launch hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel, proper, from Iranian territory. We're not even using a proxy anymore. It's not even there anymore. It just is. And it's unthinkable to say, well, you know, this all gets too far out of hand. We're just going to use our nuke. We're just going to do that in Ukraine. And we're going to draw Europe in. And I'll just send a nuke over there. That is so unthinkable. But if you're like me, you start seeing this trend going a certain way that is incredibly concerning. You know what else would be unthinkable? For it to get much worse in New York City as a result of these protests. And I don't even want to go down that road. And I'm telling you this. You see, part and parcel is, see, what to you and I would be unthinkable, unfortunately, becomes it's Tuesday to some of these protesters because they believe, and that's part of being the true believer, right? They believe that they have this righteous mission that they're on, that they are justified in saying or doing anything, because what are they doing? Oh, they're standing up to genocide, you see. They're doing that. And it's some kind of license. And so what it does is it breaks down the law and order, and it breaks down the notion that our society needs to be held together only when we all collectively are saying, yeah, there are lines we're not going to cross, but they're more than happy to cross them. That's the concerning factor here, my friends. That's what we need to fight against. All right, stay right there. We are coming right back, Kyle Warren, with you as we go through this Tuesday edition. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Over facts.
Oh, well, I feel so good today.
Well, you got some
touchdown on an international road.
Joe Biden out there, and he's being asked if he condemns the anti-Semitic protests. He says he does, but then he also says that he condemns anybody who doesn't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. So, I don't know. I guess, folks, maybe you just got to consider yourself condemned. I don't know. I honestly don't know what to make of that. This, I believe, was, I'm going to say, I think it was up in Camp David, I believe. But this is really something to hear. Let's listen to Joe Biden. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Let's listen to Joe Biden being asked about, does he condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses? Let's listen in.
Anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being
moved. Did the Columbia University president resign?
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about
it.
I didn't know that, so I'll have to find out more about that. That wasn't the question. The question is, should the Columbia University president resign? But it's interesting, folks, again, you know, he's still got to hedge his bets, right? He's got to make sure that he, you know, doesn't look like he's being too pro-Israel or too pro, you know, anti-Hamas here. I mean, this is really something for the president of the United States. And kind of the way he said it, too. I wasn't real happy with that attitude, because here we go. It's like, well, you know, people, they just don't understand what's happening. No, I think people do understand what's happening. I think people do understand that it's Hamas that put these people in that position to begin with. And the very fact that we're not hearing this all the time, and it's not being screamed from the rooftops by the Joe Biden administration, should give us all pause. Real, real simple. Real simple indeed. All right, so now, folks, just when you thought it was safe, just when you thought it was safe, that somehow maybe our democracy was going to be okay, and of course I'm being facetious, because Trump continues to attack our democracy, even from the courtroom, I'm sure he's just attacking our democracy. Well, there's another attack on our democracy. Evidently, if you find fault with DEI, then that's an attack on our democracy. This is Stacey Abrams being interviewed by Hal Sharpton on MSNBC. Take a listen to this.
You should be terrified of the person who wants to come back into the White House, strip us of our rights, rescind the economic progress that we've made, and undermine the democracy that we hold to be so dear.
You did a lot of work that laid the groundwork for Georgia to get the first two Democratic senators in a long time, first Jewish and first black senator ever. Do you fear with all of the demagoguery and the real, I would say, base anti-women, anti-black, anti-Jewish kind of campaigning that we're seeing out of the Trumpsters?
What?
Do you fear that that could be wiped away if we're not alert and mobilize the base?
We have to remember that every victory, built into every victory, are the seeds of defeat. But also built into every defeat are the seeds of victory.
What?
We have seen victory, but we cannot rest on that victory and think that it is impermeable and impervious to harm. What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy, it's an attack on education, it's an attack on how our economy works, because what Reverend Warnock and...
All right, so you get the idea. You get the idea. you got Al Sharpton talking with Stacey Abrams, and the ultimate conclusion is... if you're not all for DEI, then now you're attacking the democracy again. And of course, folks, we live in a constitutional republic. There's no doubt about that. But they bandy this stuff about, right? It's all about anything that you disagree with them is going to be, ergo, it's an attack on democracy. And when I heard this clip earlier, I made a note. I wanted to present it on the program this morning because this is just so far out. It's almost silly, I mean, to a great degree, but yet this is what passes for, you know, some kind of analysis in certain places, right? In certain broadcasts, we'll just say that. And it's just unbelievable to me that we can be that far down the rabbit hole with this to the point where, you know, where you have these kinds of things that actually are, you know, designed to undermine the very fabric of society in many ways, that if you speak out against it or don't agree with it or even, you know, kind of, well, I don't know about that, well, now you're attacking the democracy. So it seems to me that you always have the far left putting everything into the position of we're fighting against you. It's all a big fight, when in reality, they're the ones that are bringing the fight to the American people and saying, you have to follow us and you have to do exactly what we tell you to do, and you can't step out of line and you can't question it. Otherwise, you know, and I'm just going to use a big inclusive sort of term, and I don't mean DEI inclusive, but I mean this big term like, well, you're just an enemy of the state at that point. That just makes you an enemy of the state. All right, folks. Well, as we head towards the top of the hour here, we've got a treat. We've got Todd in Tampa. We'll have 60 seconds with Todd, but I do need to admonish Todd and just say, we got 60 seconds with Todd, but we got to keep it clean, my friend. Todd in Tampa, everybody, 60 seconds. Here we go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of the American people. Okay, hey, Reverend Al, you don't know Jesus, so don't call yourself a reverend.
when transgender go into the girls' bathroom at school, you forgot all about Jesus, you loser. Hey, Stacey Abrams, why don't you get out of Georgia? Anyone in Georgia who doesn't vote for Donald Trump or a true Republican, did you see the 86 fake Republicans like Mike Johnson? You got to separate the wheat from the chaff, okay? We got 86 fake Republicans in the House and about 48 to 49 fake Republicans in the Senate, okay? Let me tell this trial judge who's conflicted out the wazoo. And by the way, Donald Trump is innocent of all charges, okay? And it shouldn't be, and this is election interference. So I don't care what state you're in, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Columbus, no American person should be voting for anybody but Donald Trump. Black, white, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Sicilian like myself. Okay, because Joe Biden is a disgrace. Your college campuses are a disgrace. You Jews, don't you see that Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and the White House hate Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up for our cops. Stand, and I, don't you know, Todd, that your sheriff and your chief of police are woke, and if you drop dead tomorrow, mm-hmm. they wouldn't care. Yes, I know that, you numbnuts, but I've got to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ and stand up for the good cops that are putting their life on the line and not getting kicked in the face
right.
in New York City. Hey, Stephen A. Smith, why don't you throw a pair and say you're voting for Trump and quit dilly-dallying around because you won't be known.
All right, thanks, Todd. We appreciate it. All right. Okay, there you go, folks. That was a little more than 60 seconds, but, you know, we're feeling generous this morning here on the program, and Todd is pretty worked up. I think that is a foregone conclusion, or goes without saying, as I should say. All right, so, but that's the thing, is we got there's a lot of passion out there. There's a lot of passion. And I'm telling you, one of the things that the far left really wants to do, my friends, they really want to drive everybody over the brink. That's, I think, a lot of what this is all about. This is why we see, you know, these, for lack of a better expression, because the left uses it as attack on democracy, blah, blah, blah. But that's why we see these different attacks coming in against society in different forms and from different angles and designed to make you feel overwhelmed. Designed to make you feel like this is never going to end. It's just the pounding continues. It's like, you know, the constantly, it's the shock and awe. And it goes on and on and on. And so what I'm here to say is that we're not going to get driven over the brink. We're not going to break. We're not going to throw up our hands and say, well, it's just too much. We can never, ever deal with it all. But we're going to calmly and systematically tear apart all of the dumb ideas and the dumb, attacks that they make, and just tear them apart, tear the whole thing apart, and preach the truth on it, because that's what we're about here on this show. Folks, have a great morning. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.